Actually, I'm okay with stealing a pontoon.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's steal a pontoon. You guys want to? Everyone's probably all theirs. All we got to do is go to the most boat yards you guys go to up here, don't you? Don't we?
Yeah.
And throw a hitch on a fucking pontoon. We might be able to get six or seven stacked.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got to do.
You only really only need one pontoon, six stacked on top of it.
I remember I saw somebody towing a pontoon one time, and it must have been their first time towing a pontoon. Because they hit a corner really hard, mm-hmm. and the pontoon almost fell off of the.
Hell yeah! Why are you breathing like Darth Vader, Nick? Oh, you're trying to be.
He's trying
Ian.
To be Ian.
No, he's trying to be Ian.
I miss him so.
He's got somebody's. He's spicy today.
He is.
He's got a fucking.
This 2 weeks in a row.
He's
you've
got
come
an
in with
attitude
energy.
Here.
2 weeks in a row, you've come in here with energy.
I don't like bittersweet wins.
Oh, this guy.
I'm not going to put everything. Whatever. Oh, my God. This fucking
Why
chair.
Are you so far back?
Why am I so far back? What, did you see this thing drop on me again? It was like the demon drop.
It's like hanging off of the table.
I don't know. Sorry. I'll get up closer. I'll get up closer.
We've got Skippy Rose with us today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Skippy. How are you?
What up? I'm here, boys. Cheers.
I understand you not liking a bittersweet victory. I understand that.
I don't like your happiness.
But the fact that we're above 500, you don't like the fact that we're above 500 and would have been below 500 had we lost today.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't respect Nick because he's very reactionary.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't respect his football takes.
First off, I want to introduce this. You notice the kettle? What the kettle's calling the plot? We're calling the pot.
What are you talking about? How am I reactionary?
Don't call the plot.
Don't call the pot black.
How am I reactionary? When it comes to
play
football.
A video game with you.
I think at a certain
when
age,
it comes to football,
play,
I
play,
said
okay,
football.
Play a
I
football video game with you.
No, I said specifically football, no. Real football, not fucking football video.
You're
games.
Hedging it back now.
And also, how am I reactionary when I'm playing
any
football?
Video game.
I get
Dude,
mad.
Yeah, that's not the only reaction
I
we
get,
but it's fucking reactionary.
That's a reaction.
But no, reactionary is me taking action based on something happening to me and not thinking about it. I just get mad.
He's underestimating. It's not mad. It's instant hate and hostility.
So I come in, I flip the table one time. This Herman Morgan table. Mm-hmm.
It's Herman Miller.
Well, it's Arthur Miller.
Arthur Melville.
The Melville table. I come in and I flip the table because of the Lions win, mm-hmm. and I know it's great. You know, you're supposed to celebrate, right? Whatever.
You
fuck
did
that
flip
shit.
It?
No, he couldn't lift this table. This is an Arthur Morgan table.
This is solid wood right here.
Yeah. This is mostly mahogany. Burl. Yeah, that's right.
This is made of the bones of many children.
It took me and Ian and three other Egyptian slaves to get this thing down here.
This is petrified wood, literally.
It's petrified. Terrifying.
Literally. This wood has seen some fucking disgusting ass.
Petrified to not unionize.
Well, it saw Ian, so yeah.
You're on the Ian side right now. Alex doesn't turn it. He tries to keep the energy on.
Drop it's a honestly, bow, it's a comparable energy. Look at this
What's
is
up,
a tattoo.
Bert-Selic
the tattoo looks gnarly, dude.
Thanks. It needs a few more sessions.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had to get a tattoo to remind myself not to take shit.
She got a tattoo of me, Nick, and Alex on her arms.
Yeah, it looks like Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm.
Dude, did you listen to like the second season of Serial?
No.
So like,
let's discuss one of my main policies real quick. What's one of my primary policies?
No gay shit.
It's very, very, very
Serial gay shit.
Well, that's because John is a very insecure white
this
man.
This whole episode
so.
Is people is. Coming to other people's defense so yeah. far. Just so you yeah, point so that out. Know. That's the dynamic.
But John is
I'll
very,
let you
John
continue.
Is a very
just
insecure white cis
asking
white
if
man.
I've seen
so,
that. I think you should just preface that. Like, I know John
all,
hasn't
see
seen it.
I don't know if him being a white man has anything to do with him being insecure, which we can all agree.
Well,
on.
His insecurity is directly from being a white man. So,
well, that's being a white man.
Yeah, they're the most dangerous when they're insecure. You got to make sure they're real cozy. Give
you
them
guys,
a blanket. Keep them nice.
That's cool.
And docile.
You guys think that's what makes me dangerous.
My point.
That's cute.
My insecurity.
My
that's
point.
Part of it.
My point in season two of Serial. There's a guy that basically the weirdo that he's like that they're like investigating. Well, not the weirdo. He's whatever. He's a guy in the story, and he's like all tatted up and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's a gay guy, mm-hmm. and he would go to another gay guy to get like tattoos, mm-hmm. and they found out later that he like because he was just trying to like support like he wanted to support this guy like he wanted to give him money And so they found out like later in the season that he kept going to that guy to like re-tattoo his tattoos.
Oh.
And he would often go before the tattoo even healed to do it again.
Mm. Yeah, that's not, that doesn't make sense.
That's
what do you
some
mean?
Hot shit right there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fucking, just, that's a different kind of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
No.
That's one.
I don't watch gay shit.
Like, yeah.
Yes, you didn't know his policy either.
No, I'm
he doesn't
very,
like
very,
super
very,
straight.
Really. John doesn't
very,
talk
super
about
super straight because there's rape involved.
Correct.
Super straight.
Oh, okay. So then I can watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Skippy,
yeah.
I know you're relatively new here. John doesn't talk about gay shit, and Alex doesn't watch gay shit.
No, that's not accurate.
Well, no, that I've couldn't be about, less accurate.
So
Alex almost strictly
tell,
watches
separated.
Gay shit.
Yeah.
Now that I think, yeah, about it. But not gay shit. You know,
not
I mean?
Homosexual.
Like Alex will watch like a guy getting fisted up to the elbow.
That's not gay shit.
That's not gay shit.
No.
But he won't.
That's more like Jackass.
Right. He's not going to watch the new
Honestly,
Jumanji.
I think of it more as like puppetry, like the Muppets. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
I do wish. A one gay, one not gay. One gay, one not gay. That's
yeah.
Well, you're the
yeah,
balance to this
you
podcast.
You are the most balanced on this podcast.
Thank you very much.
Why do you think you're the
I've
third
I've been waiting mic? For somebody to say
Why
it.
Why do you think you're the only junior member?
What?
Why do you think you're the only junior member third mic?
What was that first word you said about before
junior.
Member?
Junior.
What?
He said junior.
It's only because
is that
you
what
look
it sounded
like
junior.
Like?
Well, I mean, first of all,
well, he got
you're the.
Well, no, he said junior member. He just got choked up.
The intern. Yeah, the intern is speaking a little out of turn, if I may say.
Excuse me, this is the guest.
Mm-hmm. We'll discuss intern at a different time.
Oh, see, you think that was a good thing? He demoted you when he said that.
No, no, that's actually a promotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like as the intern, you would have to get coffee for Skippy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, where are the cups?
Yeah,
he doesn't like girls. He's jealous of their vaginas.
No, Alex. He's not. He just thinks they're gross. He's not jealous of them. He just thinks they're gross.
I get it. I mean, they're all
a little bit of both.
I like vaginas and buttholes, and I think penises are pretty cool. I only choose to play with one or two. It's a choice for me. Yeah, for me.
Yeah, it's usually penises.
No, honestly, it's been ages since I've played with one.
Another deck?
It's myself included. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't play with
What's it. With your little lip line you got going here? Your lower lip, little soul patch you got going here?
I don't know. I was just trying something.
Something
nice.
Okay.
You know, didn't leave the house for like 4 days. So
okay.
Just trying some things.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come with these, come at you straight, and I don't hate it. I don't hate. Do I like it? No. You know what I mean? No. I don't like it, but I don't hate it at all.
Yeah.
You see, what just happened is Alex is happy enough that he noticed, but that he's not insulted by John not liking it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a straight white man, so his opinion on things like that don't mean anything.
With
here
we go.
He can listen. He's fucking posing and projecting like a motherfucker right now.
Just because John
very
has
happy
like
eyes.
I'm not trying to fuck John, and John is not trying to fuck me, so his opinion means nothing to me.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Why would you care? Yeah.
That sucks so far.
That's so shallow that you only care about the opinions of people that you're trying
to.
No,
I'm with Alex.
Why wouldn't I? Why would their opinions on my appearance, which is a shallow thing, why would their opinion not be the only one I care about?
Facial hair is not. That's a lifestyle choice.
No, it's not. It's an aesthetic.
It's a lifestyle choice.
It is an aesthetic.
Also, to keep it at that level, I know, is hard because I've requested guys to have like a certain, you know, I'm like, it looks really good right there. And they're like, no, you have no idea how hard it would be to maintain that exact like level.
You have to shave
shut
and
the fuck
not
up,
see you for 2 days.
You're taking too many practical
shut
points.
Shut the fuck up, Skippy.
I'm see, so see what I did with my energy? I got everybody all upset. And now you're yelling at women. And I'll be the first to say I won't have it, partner.
I don't see gender like
I'm
that.
I'm the fastest hand in the West over here.
I see a bunch of dumb assholes sitting around me is what I see. A whole bunch of dumb assholes. And one's got a dumb mustache under his lip.
Rotten mouth under that lip,
rotten
too.
Mouth, fat-livered ass motherfucker. Oh, fucking caterpillar lip ass motherfucker.
What are you drinking, that Ed Hardy lager?
Ed Hardy lager. Yeah, right, with all like the... It's mortal balloon.
What were the t-shirts? Affliction? The Affliction?
Yeah.
The Affliction Lager?
Yeah. It does, absolutely.
Yeah, it actually gives me more of a Vera Bradley vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Moderately
Vera Bradley's hard now. Now that she committed suicide, I feel like
Vera
Bradley's hard.
Vera Bradley committed suicide?
Yeah.
She did?
She's real metal
now. I thought
that
was Kate Spade.
Oh, no, you're right.
It was Kate Spade. Vera Bradley's fine.
Did both of them do it?
I
don't know.
Something's going on.
Because I feel like two high class white bitches mm-hmm. like committed suicide like within close proximity
Vera
to
Bradley's
each other.
A white woman?
Oh, it was Kate Spade and Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. liberal elites.
Yeah, that does make sense. That Jeffrey Epstein's a white woman because yeah. only white women can oppress each other like that. speaking as one.
Okay, I fucking hate how this podcast is going right
what
now.
What kind of person
is this fucking cheer? And fucking
yeah, you're right.
I'm glad woke can women we start don't over? Listen to this or else I'd be crucified.
Alex, start
I'm
over
sure.
the energy.
What was that?
Start over. Do the theme song again.
The theme song?
Yeah, yeah. Start okay. One, two, three, go, Alex.
Good job. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, all right.
Good job. Thanks.
Alex is, we talked about this last episode. He's afraid
to
say.
We don't start podcasts over.
Nick's contribution to the podcast is games no one wants to play.
Mm-hmm. You want to play a game? John, take your clothes off.
No. Dude, you guys couldn't handle it. Let's play. I'm going to come at you as real. I'm going to keep it 100. I was keeping a real 100 with Nick the other day. Was I not?
Yeah.
Was I not? Yes. I made a point to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it real 100 with all three of you dumb assholes around me right now. All right. If I showed you guys my undershirt right now, like, this place would be flooded with cum.
Milk.
Why? Because of the amount that's on your undershirt currently, and it would just slap.
Like, yeah, because you got so much cum on your undershirt.
It would all just come flowing out.
Yeah, right. That's weird.
If really bringing a whole other level to uh-huh. shirts for skins.
It would just be like it would be like that scene in The Shining, but mm-hmm. with cum instead
yeah,
of blood.
Just, yes, exactly.
That's why I will not take off yeah. the yeah. sweatshirt, no please. Matter how hot I get in this gay climate.
I have kids, man. Don't. Like, yeah.
If you ring that thing out, you could start a new universe with a primordial mm-hmm. soup.
it would be like the beginning of Prometheus.
And pussy juice. Yes. Yeah, yes, he rings down. Out all the pussy juice and cum mm-hmm. out, yeah, of his, yeah. out of his dude, wife beater.
Down,
honestly,
down the waterfall.
I didn't think this
I
is
like
the
whole idea
go.
Of aliens abducting crusty socks rather than like babies. Yeah, yeah. It's like, this is way more efficient.
Yeah, that's like, that. You don't actually lose the crusty socks. Right. It's the aliens coming down and stealing them.
Yeah, yeah, right, that correct. Makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Why am I missing a sock? Fucking aliens. Fucking aliens, dude.
Where'd all my, alien where'd my, clothes where'd my t-shirt just look like go? Pure pubescent boys. Like, yeah, yeah. Oh, I would love that.
Tell us
all.
More about your cum undershirt.
That's my, why. That's why. Undershirt? That's why aliens engineered us.
My cum undershirt.
That's why they made us so horny.
Because
mm-hmm. we're just like what
donate
they use.
To the cause.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're what mm-hmm. they use to build other races across mm-hmm. the universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have brought it up. You guys are right.
They take our socks.
Yeah, they
that's
put,
why we're
that's
always
why,
we always have one sock.
That's why we haven't had any contact. They put us in a black box. We're not supposed to know anything exists out there
mm-hmm.
because we're supposed to just be providing the cum for the universe.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
So, I mean,
we make the universe complete.
Yeah.
No, I can. I'll hang myself later. I'm so sorry.
Don't do that.
Okay. Only because you said so. That's.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm. He wants you to.
No, I don't. It'd be terrible.
No. Yeah.
Well, am I in a will?
Hmm.
Am I in a will? You got dough? No. I don't want to see that.
No.
Hell no.
Do girls use socks when they come? To clean
shut
up the cum.
No, we use
you live. You've lived with a woman.
Boxers that have been left at our mm-hmm. place.
What's that? Boxers that were left.
You just use
just
yeah,
because you guys huffing boxers.
They're big on scent.
Huffing boxers.
They like
well,
the,
no, because it's like boxers are like a really really thin material, but mm-hmm. it's also absorbent. So it's
yeah, damn.
It makes sense.
That does.
So what you're saying is you wear men's clothing and beat off into it.
No, I'm naked. Beat off. Grab the boxers.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't want a snail yeah. trail.
You're not
going to
use your own shit.
No, mm-hmm.
I would. I would use. I wouldn't use panties because that would feel like pervy.
I hate yeah. it again.
You know what I mean? If I
yeah,
were
you
to,
would just wear well, them while you're jacking.
Well, also,
off.
Panties
exactly.
are so small.
And if there's some cum on them,
wipe up anything. Those, panties are so small. They're not going to wipe.
I've
up
worn
shit.
Some panties one time. It just looks stupid. Your dick is pokes out one side.
I was going to say, there's no way that
it
anything,
looks retarded.
I can't believe you guys are doing this potty talk.
Potty talk.
I can't believe you guys are talking like this.
I forgot
right
your
now.
Kids are 3 years old.
I can't
you're
believe
right.
you guys are talking like this right now. You know what I mean?
What
like
podcast
this is, we're running live
this
right
is?
Now in Finland. Yeah. Damn near.
You're the one that almost
right
took off your shirt.
I love that Rosie's like kind of pre-language right now because I can just say wild shit in front of her mm-hmm. and it's pretty great. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's yeah. picking it up. Don't think for a second she's not.
My favorite thing to do when
yeah.
she's like babbling like in public mm-hmm. and everybody's like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, wow, weird take on Gaza. That's, I don't think you need to be saying this in this coffee shop right now, Rosie. She's like, I'm like, whoa, okay. All right, Epstein, you don't know him like that.
That's funny.
No, it's the best. I hope
is that
you're
like one of your
stop.
Favorite things to do is exploit your children for laughs?
Yeah, for my own laughs, absolutely.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Dude, today. Like,
what do you pull out? Do you put a hat out?
It's all for my people, own. Oh, it's my own. It's my own purposes.
I thought you were busking.
No, I have so many like inappropriate busking jokes. That sounds bad, but like I have a like I have a. So I'm into circus bullshit, right? So I have a pole in my house, and just like today, she like grabbed it and she was like, and then I swear to God, she did something that looked like a body roll, and I laughed so fucking hard. Dude, I
she's probably
myself.
If she does start playing, if that's like one of her first toys, she's gonna have like sick like her upper body strength.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
She's gonna be able to climb a fucking maybe gnarly.
No, just honey, I was at the circus.
Yeah, I was at the.
I was at the circus.
The circus. I wasn't at.
I wasn't at a.
She does say ass a lot because she's trying to say eyes.
Hell yeah.
She's like ice.
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 Oh, she's foreign.
She does sound foreign, actually.
Is she hot?
She looks like that.
No, you sound foreign.
I don't feel great about like all of the stereotypes in her. Because she's like tan and her name is Rosie. And one of her favorite things is to pick up baby dolls and go like this.
Hell yeah.
And then also to wipe up messes. And I'm like, we aren't doing this right now. With Rosie. It's the name Rosie with it that makes it
worse.
But
there's no Hispanic in her.
No, but
is there?
No, I don't think so. Well, I think Floyd
was
actually part Cuban
because that's what she was saying.
Yeah,
I believe.
Well, yeah, she plays this huge guitar.
Actually, she does like the Coco guitar.
Does she?
Huge
horizontally,
guitar.
And it's well, nylon strings.
It's the one with like the two stick, the two ends, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, they sing that one ton tomato song.
Yes.
Her hands are flying.
Then she
on
sits under a tree with a gigantic sombrero.
She's just standing on top of a fucking Marshall speaker.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna
just
be
ripping the guitar?
No, this is a wait. No, this is too early of a question. I'll wait 10 years and then I'll ask you.
What were you gonna ask?
I want to know about if you're gonna. I think it's weird when moms are like in tune with their daughter's sexuality.
Oh no,
because they always are. It seems like seriously, like girls talk with their. If you think they're not talking with their moms about weird sex shit, they are. That's what I've learned in my life.
No. You know, my mom's sex talk to me, like, she was like
a little girls, though. Go on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, I'm just a bro.
Yeah, I know.
But,
dude, that's why.
Just one of them dudes. No, like, my mom, she was like half plastered.
Put your dick away.
I know. I feel like if I had a dick, it would be big. More
you're
thick
tiny.
Than anything.
No, you're tiny.
No, that's energy-wise. That's usually the ones that have the biggest dick.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd know.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be real confident about it.
Yeah, no, I think that's all that matters.
No, but she was
like you should. I mean, there's like so many twinks at the bathhouse that just have like enormous fucking hogs.
Mm-hmm. Weird little nerds.
We're literally talking about dicks and interrupting a woman.
My apologies.
If you don't mind.
She brought it up.
Well, we're talking about Skippy's dick.
Yeah, my. Yeah, see, that's the sound of it.
Where were we?
Oh, no, but she was like my talk or whatever that I got from my mom was she just like was drunk and she's like, hey. So I know you're not ugly. And she's like, but I'm just saying, like, maybe try and wait till college. And I'm like, and I think I was 14 and I was already like, I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, no.
Yeah. My mom was like, here's a pack of rubbers. And then she bit holes in all of them.
I'm going to tell.
She's like, I want a grandkid.
You don't want a grandbaby. I was like, I'm 14.
She's
like,
tell
get
Rosie
me a grandbaby.
She's
money.
Just she's just like poking. She's got like a safety pin.
Yeah.
She has a safety pin just going through all the condom packages.
I
have
bite marks.
You wish.
There's bite
that
marks.
Movie.
It was gross.
Ugh.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She's teaching you how to stealth girls.
My dad told me.
My grandbabies.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with them. Uh-uh. Dude, I'd like to have grandbabies one day. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I made my mom.
That means somebody fucks your daughter, John.
Or
what do you mean? Why would you want that? That's gross. This is the Bird Salad podcast.
Is that how you think of it, Nick?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's how we believe on the Bird Salad podcast.
You just don't have a whole lot of empathy for the human element?
Nope.
No.
Women are whores if they have sex. That's what I believe.
Oh, Goodison, dude. You are different today.
Even if it's just one time.
You are different today, dude.
Whores. Whores.
Even,
that's
if they
my favorite
think
pronunciation
about it,
of
it's
it.
The same thing. If they think about it one time.
Yeah.
It depends if you got money for it. I feel like
right.
My goodness.
How transactional was it?
Nicholas Michael.
No.
Nicholas Jerome.
Nicholas Michael.
Nicholas
Closer.
Jeremy.
Getting colder.
Nicholas John.
Jingle balls.
Did the kids ever tease you calling you Dickless?
No, but they call me Dick Smelly.
Oh, that's amazing.
What? Good. That's great.
It did smell.
No, I didn't.
No, specifically. You know why? Because I used to put it in my shoes at night.
Your dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you slept with
the
shoe
on. It was that
on.
Big tongue, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I found nice. That. Nice. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a sucker for a put the tongue out. Mm-hmm. Put that tongue
and
out.
And the laces have that BDSM element.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just he's tie my dick up in my shoe.
He's double knot that bitch. Mm-hmm. Double knot.
Nick is just swaffling the tongue of his shoe.
Mm-hmm. No one knows what it is.
I go to
give me that hush puppy.
Oh, dude.
Swaffling is when like in porn they slap you with their dick.
That's what that's called.
You don't know what that swaffle. Is?
I don't know what it's called.
Here we go, a swaffling on the leaves. Mm-hmm.
How do you think waffled the little dimples are made?
I don't know. Waffle.
Just I don't know. A baby dicks.
Dick. A baby dick. They use a baby dick to hit the little.
Oh my gosh, dude! This podcast is.
I'm so glad I didn't.
every brunch spot just has a bunch of babies in the back, just fucking batter. Yeah.
Just laying horizontally, like kind of like in the back of a bowling alley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and they see. Dip I think them down with their dicks.
That's yeah,
not accurate.
Or it could be like it could be like that episode of I Love Lucy.
Yes, with the chocolates.
Yeah,
but with
babies.
The
like,
babies are actually.
Do you think the babies are doing anything? People are just lifting the babies.
Yeah, I
mean, people are lifting the babies. It's almost soaking the babies.
Yeah,
like but there's like 12. The but there's like 12. However many like divots mm-hmm. there are in a waffle. Mm-hmm. There's that many people lined up,
you guys
and each has
how,
their own baby.
I know,
and
this
then,
is grossly.
And then the machine goes,
I know,
please don't make AI make
it's just
a picture of that.
Grossly, grossly inefficient.
You're the one that threw that out there. I don't like
for every baby, you need two people lifting them up and down. You could just have that one person using his fingers. Bam, waffles galore.
Yeah, but your fingers are gross.
I mean, you guys are talking about Belgian waffles. That's why I like my waffles Americanized.
I was going to get that. Actually, that's the difference between a Belgian waffle and a regular waffle. Mm-hmm. It's the use of
baby penis.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the ones that I was talking about a Waffle House waffle.
Well,
those are bad.
They are. I don't think Waffle House is good.
No,
I don't
it's not.
Like the only like thing about Waffle House is you can go there at 3 a.m. and see a fight.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
But what are your thoughts on a waffle?
I love a waffle.
I love a waffle too.
I love chicken and waffles.
Better than pancake.
You like waffles better than pancakes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, that's the correct.
I think
I'm a dimple guy.
I'll agree with that like 60% of the time.
Mm. That's enough.
You know what's going to come in my 40% over? Because I'm never going to get a waffle over pancakes or French toast for that matter.
Oh,
French toast is.
I will tell you. I will tell you. The top of my pyramid is a German pancake.
I don't even know what that means.
German pancake is like
it just hates Jewish people.
It's the hatred that makes it so sweet.
It's less sweet, right?
Yeah.
Do they put like cinnamon in it or something?
No, it's kind of like a mix between a crepe and a pancake.
No, I don't like that.
Guarantee you have one. You're gonna have a completely different opinion.
Yeah, quality.
They're mm-hmm. so good.
What kind of pancakes they? What's a breakfast food in Serbia?
To meat.
Meat.
Yeah.
Meat is everything. Yeah. Meat is the main course. Meat is the side dish. Mm-hmm. Meat is breakfast. Meat is lunch. Meat is dinner. Meat is dessert.
What kind of meat?
Just whatever. Pig, beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's usually pig or beef
for breakfast
or lamb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamb is like a good brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they do eggs?
Yeah, they'll do eggs.
Yeah, but not bacon.
But the eggs have to have meat in it, though.
Yeah. You have to meat up the eggs.
Yeah, you have
bit.
To meat up the eggs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the average life expectancy of Serbia?
Oh, they
just
live
curious.
Long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They
smoke, they drink, they all they do is eat meat, and they live to be like 120.
I think it took me so long to acknowledge that maybe there was legitimate research on alcohol being a carcinogen because there's so many stories of like these little old Irish ladies that live till 100 and they're like still drinking whiskey. And I'm like, clearly, that's
what
we
carcinogen
need.
Mean?
Mm-hmm.
It causes cancer. Gives you the key.
Isn't wait you said
it
they
is a
live forever
no though, right but it is like a proven carcinogen but I don't know maybe little old Irish women are built different I don't know I'll find out when I get there.
they built up their tolerance
their
cancer tolerance
they built up their cancer tolerance generationally
it's become part of their DNA.
No, I think the thing is though what happens is every like 5th to 7th grandma gets it real bad.
That's the cost.
Them. That's yeah. the one they all that's gave the evil eye to.
Yeah, yeah that's the cost.
And everyone knew who that grandma was going to be in second grade. It's terrible existence.
That grandma was a grandma when she was like five.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to
most Irish grandmas were grandmas by about 28.
She's just that grandma's going to kindergarten in like a babushka.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to embarrass Rosie by wearing something like atrocious, like a babushka. I'm like, yeah. I'll fucking do it.
Pick her up on a Trojan horse.
Right.
Filled with fourth graders.
She'll probably fight back somehow. She'll like
third grade class.
I could see her like doing some like crazy shit like to get back at me though. Oh, yeah. Because she's Floyd's daughter, right? So I could see her like, I don't know, me and her as a black woman, we're in a store and she'll just like say the N-word really loud and then just leave me to deal with it. It'd be like that
was my daughter.
And you just start beating her?
No, because I don't think white people should be allowed to say like what she shouldn't say about it, including me.
Right.
Like, you're telling me I shouldn't be able to rap to Kendrick. Is that what you're telling me right now?
I can tell other white people remember, what to do with it.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that clip
with
at that Kendrick concert?
No, didn't he get mad at a girl for saying it?
Yeah, he brought like a white girl up on stage to rap with him, and she didn't censor the N-word, and he got mad. Yeah.
That's why I say Nabo.
I just like stop.
There was somebody. Like, what I forget what rapper it was. There was another rapper. Fuck, I can't remember who it was, but they did the same thing, and they did censor, and they got mad, and they made them say the N-word.
Pause the music.
This is a slippery slope, fellas.
Turn on the lights.
It literally was that. It literally was that. I can't remember who the fuck it was, though. It
that sounds
was
like
so
a
funny.
Nightmare for a lot of Americans.
Oh, my God, dude. I would be like
an actual nightmare.
Yeah, I would rather, I would be like, hey, listen, I would rather your bodyguards beat the fuck out of me than me say that word. Yeah. Right
how about this? How about I climb to the top of the arena and jump off? How about that instead?
You have any crazy nightmares recently, Alex?
No, I haven't.
John?
I had a spooky dream where I was walking through. Ooh. I woke up in my dream. I woke up and I was walking through a house that was not my own, and so I kind of know where to go. Mm. Like I have a general idea because I walk through a lot of houses.
Mm.
So I have a general idea. No, but I'm upright when I'm in a dream. Always 100% of the time. 100. I know weird. 100% of the time I'm upright on two legs, bipedal. And I go towards this.
Never catch him sleeping.
I go towards this, like entrance area, because I know the kitchen's gonna go through there. And for some reason, I want to try to find the basement. Mm-hmm. For some reason, in this dream, I want to find the basement. When I come around the corner, there's something that's blocking me from going any further.
Just something.
Mm-hmm. Just something. Just not even well, like an entity.
What is that? What does that something represent in your life?
No idea whatsoever. No idea whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But it caused
sexuality.
Listen, it caused
120%.
Okay. I'd love it.
Easily, dude.
Dude, I've been begging.
Just so that's let a nightmare?
Yeah,
nightmare?
Because it caused panic. Like, I had panic in my sleep.
Yeah, he doesn't like force
because
fields.
I had to get to the basement, and I couldn't get to the basement because something was blocking me. I had to get
there
to the
like
basement.
There was, like, a flood or something?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea, but there was urgency for me to get to the basement, and something was preventing me from doing so. And that is something that causes immense panic in me.
During lockdown.
That I can control, but.
During lockdown, I was playing a lot of, like, mobile games.
Mm-hmm. We went hard on baseball.
Like, right. Oh, but, like.
Mobile?
Yeah, like games on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, like, just stupid shit. You know, like.
You're still playing ball.
I thought you meant, like, Dance Revolution.
I am still playing that. But, like. On my phone. Yeah.
We were playing Slopes.
We were playing
You're dancing on your phone.
We're playing Guitar Hero on my phone.
Yeah. We played
two phones.
Yeah, two phones.
We did.
It's an iPad and a phone.
We bought a snowboard emulator and we started snowboarding on this.
I downloaded a golf simulator on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Got really into that during
broke
lockdown.
The screen the first stroke.
First swing. Yeah.
But no, I was just playing like these dumbass mobile games, like tap on your screen kind of shit. And I noticed, dude, when I was, like, really heavy, like, playing that shit, I was having weird-ass dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was having weird-ass dreams.
That's because you were doing that Buddha.
That, for a long time, because, like, the same deal. Like, I was really, really into Halo for a while, specifically. I forget which one it is, but the one where
there's
the flood.
Yeah, I've never had it with, like, console games. It was only with like the phone ones. Mm. No. Yeah, but yeah, go ahead.
I've had flood nightmares where like everybody's, you know what I mean? Yeah, and then I somehow don't have a shotgun. I'm like, this is useless. It's like, all other guns are useless with the flood.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, video games seep into your subconscious.
But that's what I'm saying. But the mobile games specifically, because those more so than console games.
Yeah.
That's
creepier. They make them, because they make them, addictive. They have people whose job is to figure out how to literally addict you to that game.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're doing like the UI.
They incentivize it.
Right. Like they do the UI. They, like everything about the game is supposed to make you want to just keep doing that fucking game.
Yeah.
And so, and like,
it's super intimate because it's your phone. It's the same thing you jack off.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so like if that's all you're doing, like I'm doing this for like hours a fucking day. And if you're doing it for hours a day,
that's your life. That's what you dream about is your life.
But it, like, literally, it's made to psychologically rewire your brain.
Yes.
And so I'm doing this for hours every fucking day. Jeez. It's like psychologically rewiring my brain, and I'm just having the wildest dreams.
Well, have you ever seen the South Park episode on it?
No.
Yeah, there's one where, like, basically Stan gets addicted to, like, online little mobile games. Yeah, right?
Clash of Kings or some shit.
But also, like, Randy and his grandpa, right, they have their own little gambling addictions, right? Mm. And then Satan has, like, a whole, like, heart-to-heart with him and sits on the bed like, well, you know, sometimes you're just predisposed to shit, like, addiction, blah, 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 blah. He has, like, a whole, Satan just is, like, has this wholesome little TED talk with him. And he's like, all right, bud, I highly recommend it.
I love that Satan's just, like, the one gay guy that doesn't want to have, like, an open poly relationship. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be, like, locked down with one person.
Yeah, like, he's looking for that one.
He's looking for love, dude.
He's a chick.
I miss Chris. I miss Chris. Chris and Satan was the best. Oh, Chris.
Mm-hmm. That reminded me.
You saw the whole. Do you know the whole what happened the whole season?
No.
South Park.
I mean, I know a guy.
He was abruptly Satan was impregnated with Trump's baby.
Yeah.
And
Baron.
Yeah, it ended up the baby hung itself inside of Satan.
They're like, here's the ultrasound, and there's a few minutes missing here.
Yeah, there's a few minutes missing of the ultrasound.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
I didn't see that, no.
Also, one of the South Park writers recently bought out a bunch of domain names. I saw that.
Former writer, yeah.
I saw that.
It's WordCloud. It's Tony.
TrumpCennedyCenter.com and anything that was.
Yeah, he bought
Trump.
A bunch of URLs because they you know how he changed the Kennedy Center to the Trump Kennedy Center? So he bought the Trump Kennedy Center like URL so they can't use it.
He made it
an actual website too, though. So like you can go there and it's like
he's
an actual website.
He's been doing it for like the last 5 years. He quit writing for South Park. This is all he does now.
Which one?
His name's
I don't know the guy's
like
name.
Morton or something like that. His word clown on Instagram. Yeah. He's word clown.
Okay.
And he's fucking dude, his page, he has over 50 word websites clown. Now. And like if you go to
that's my real hero. That's like a real true American hero in my opinion.
If you go to whoever the head of the NRA is like Bob Bouchot or something like that. Bob Bouchot. If you go to bobbouchot.org or whatever, it immediately redirects you to itsthefuckingguns.com.
it's thefuckingguns.com.
Yeah, it's thefuckingguns.com. And they're like, why does this happen? It's the fucking guns. Other countries have guns too. Yeah. Or other countries, you know, have, you know, mental health issues too. It's the fucking guns.
Mm.
Yep.
You know. So,
case in point, Australia
speak.
Had one.
It's this fucking comedy guy.
Like,
this comedy
nope.
guy, fucking word clown.
The guy, a guy who used to be like really good at trolling shit like that was Joe Mandy.
Mm.
Yeah, but isn't he with like Fox now?
No, Joe Mandy. He's
who am
a comedian.
I thinking of? I know, but who? I'm saying, yeah, he was. He's a writer for like.
I mean, he might be a writer for something right now. I don't know, but like.
But doesn't he come and do like the castle? Once a year?
No, I've opened for him before. I opened for him at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids. He doesn't do rooms like that. I mean, he does bigger rooms than that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does bigger rooms than that, and he does like weird rooms.
He was in here not long ago. Cronin opened for him last year, and someone else opened for him this year. Maybe it's not Joe Mandy.
Joe Mandy. Joe Mandy's biggest thing was back when Twitter was like kind of just starting.
Mm-hmm.
He did two things. The first thing he did was he made a bot that would take all of Joel Osteen's posts, mm-hmm. all his tweets, mm-hmm. and changed the word God to my dick. or your dick. That's what it was, to your dick. So mm-hmm. it was like a Joel Osteen post, but instead of God, it would say your dick. Mm-hmm. And like he just had an account that just did that, and it's still
truly
up.
I say unto you,
your dick. and it's still out. It still works. Like it still exists.
That's fucking funny.
And then
your
he
dick
did,
is everywhere.
I would like the opposite. But then, whenever you said your dick, it would replace it with.
But
God.
Then he did another one. He did in another Bible. One. He did another one where this was like back, like when, like this was back when like 2,000 followers on Twitter was like, oh my God, you're a celebrity.
Right.
He was going on these rants for a long time about how social media is fake, blah, 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 blah. He was like one of the first people to do it. And everybody, this is back when like people were like, no, this is the shit. This is, you know, everything. And he was like, I'm telling you guys, this is like fake. This is not like real. And everybody just kept saying like, no, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. So he bought like tens of thousands of followers. And this is before he was like, I mean, he was famous, but this is before he was like super, super famous. Mm-hmm. He bought like 10,000 followers and he started getting fucking like high level Hollywood job offers just because of how many followers he had.
I believe it.
And he like turned them all down and he just like, after it all happened, he like documented it all. And he was like, guys, I told you this was fake because like I only had this many followers and I bought this many followers mm-hmm. and immediately look at all these fucking job offers
right,
I was getting.
Right, right, right.
And then
right,
he was
right.
like, and then right after that, he was just like, I'm not using this anymore.
Yeah.
Peace deuces. Out.
Deuces, bitch.
Yeah, but yeah. He's on TikTok now, but he just reposts other TikToks. He doesn't really post his own shit. Yeah.
It's true, though, man. Followers are king.
Yeah, well, but he was on that, like, way before anybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he saw that, like, way, way in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got smart and ducked out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm...
Is
like
he still touring?
Yeah, he's still touring. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just released a special last year.
I gotta check it out, because I got to find out what the name, who I'm thinking of, because you're going
to
look at me like
he used
the dumbest
to be,
asshole ever.
He's the one that wrote all, not all, but he helped write Blake Griffin's roast jokes for Jeff Ross.
Okay.
He was like one of the people that helped him write those.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Because he's like pretty good friends with Blake. Yeah. Like when I opened for him, Blake Griffin was on the Pistons, and like we talked about him backstage like
they're homies.
For a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Blake Griffin wants to be a comic.
Yeah.
Well, his appearance in Trainwreck was pretty soft. I was like, get it, girl. she rides on Blake Griffin for a while.
Is it Blake Griffin in that?
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah. Is he in Trainwreck?
Yeah. Because he was dating Amy Schumer, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think John Cena is also, there's like
I mean, not in real life, but in the movie he was dating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember John Cena is who I was thinking of then. Yeah.
What is this, fucking TMZ?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, this talk is fucking TMZ.
How many squirrels you could fight.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Sorry. You got me upset.
Are they
John.
Rabbit or no?
No.
No.
Never.
How many
never
do you think
involved.
Who would win in a fight? One ape, one chimpanzee, or 1,000 toddlers?
What? That's
the chimpanzee would win. Yes.
No, an ape. But there, what was the other ape? You said just one. Chimp or 1,000 toddlers?
1,000 toddlers.
Oh, one chimp versus 1,000 toddlers? The chimp, because the 1,000 toddlers don't even
scattered.
Know they're in a fight.
Well, yeah. Exactly. They're going
to
be like.
No, one of
them is going to
figure it out.
I doubt it.
No.
That's not the place you want to find an alpha toddler.
If one toddler starts crying, all of them are going to start crying.
Yeah.
Then Rosie gives him something to cry about. I don't know. Like, my girl's a bully. I don't. She like doesn't. She doesn't matter of fact. Like I've seen it multiple times. She's like playing with some toy. Some other kid will like sidle up and without like no facial expression. She just like palms their head down and continues playing. And I'm like,
damn,
it's like too fast for me to discipline it. Almost. I'm like, like, and the kid just understands.
Cards?
They don't come back. Shit, like the way she does it, they don't come back.
right.
She's like, you better be entertaining.
No, she's like 4 inches taller than all of them.
Yeah.
It's.
Do you yell at her a lot?
No.
You hit her?
No.
Yeah, you should start doing both.
She's one.
Of those.
Yeah, what
you
got to
do at least one. You got to pick one of those.
Yeah.
I don't have a kid.
She's going to be taller than me in 2 years.
You
got
to do both. And start doing both now.
Mm.
Now, still early. The fear. John says hit them early.
It's still the fear, dude.
So they can learn how to duck? You're like, duck and weave, baby girl. Mm-hmm. Come on, come on. Watch these hands.
Well, you're either going to get an obedient child or a boxer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And either way, they're coming from the mean streets. You know what I mean?
I'd rather her be a raging bitch than obedient to anybody.
What if it's... Never mind.
No, boy. Nice self-censor, Nick.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
Oh, yeah. What if she turns...
No. That's right. No, you know, some people are in.
Yeah. Let's just fucking change the subject on that front, too.
Is that how you get trans men? It's just women without discipline?
Christ.
Women that were allowed to behave too badly.
And I was the one that was supposed to say
Christ. I think it's more so women that come to their senses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
I think it's without senses.
I dare you to do that on stage, you coward.
I think somebody's already done that on stage.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty hacky.
Oh, it is?
It is, kind of.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. But I didn't know you two were fucking veterans. Yeah,
they're real smart. They're real smart.
They're real smart, these two. They know everything.
They're gay comics. They're gay comedy.
No, I mean, somebody has something similar to that, right? Like,
has to.
I'm trying to think. I know, like, specifically, somebody...
Call Diego, if you want to know. He knows everything.
He knows every person every fucking, that's ever...
Who said that? Penis.
No. It is funny, though, when you hear, like, trans men speak about, like, their experience with testosterone, and they're like, yeah, I used to see a woman, like, walking down the street, and I'd be like, wow, I really want to take her out. Like, I really want to romance her. And then it's like, as soon as they started taking the testosterone, they're like, I'm going to fuck her. Like, and it's like straight from the horse's mouth. They know what both, like, brains are kind of like. And I'm
it's
like,
not our fault. Mm. That's that's all I heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not your fault. Well, you should be used to it, you know, by now. Like, mm-hmm. You get accustomed to it.
One would think that.
Well, Diana Graham. Has a joke about how she's or how they're filling their body with toxicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, because she says she doesn't like take enough to like for it to like really work, but yeah, she takes a little bit. Yeah.
It's microdosing testosterone.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get a taste, you know.
Okay.
Get a little bit of best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's not
my lifestyle. My lifestyle is 2 feet in the pool, you know what I'm saying? Both feet.
Yeah.
At all times.
Mm-hmm. Just drinking up that testosterone.
Just sucking all down, dude. If they put me on tea, this whole fucking room would be
the smell of semen would be.
I don't need to. They need to put me on E just to bring me down a little bit, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They should balance me.
Yeah.
They're just afraid my titties get too big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's funny you said that because earlier I was thinking about I'm going to start doing like 100 push ups a day.
Not a boy.
So I want to get these titties swole for the summer.
Yeah.
Well, they won't be titties.
If I didn't have my fucking shoulder problem, dude, I'd be able to rack out some fucking push ups, I think. But my shoulders are fucking.
I want to have that, like, muscular dad bod body. Yeah. You know, like fat, but you got like the pecs.
You're fat but strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one guy, he's
making the world more beautiful.
A strong man. There's a gay guy who's a strong man, and it's what is his thing? His thing's like ugly bee or pretty but ugly or something like that. It's like ugly pretty or something. He rocks like all like he's this huge strong man. He lifts up atlases that are monsters fucking
Wait, was it the guy on Rogan?
Yes.
What is his name? Is it like Metal Bob Training or some shit?
Yeah, but he has like a thing where it's but there's maybe there's another one is because I know there's Bob Oberst.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. One. That's what I'm thinking.
He's not the gay one though. Oh, okay. He's the one that has like it's like pretty ugly or something like that, or I can't remember what it is. don't really remember what I was talking about.
But that's an aesthetic, pretty ugly.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's supposed to be like pretty ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't remember where I was coming from that.
I guess but all just those know models it all matters.
Well, because I was saying I want to be like that muscular fat dad bod.
Oh yeah. And that reminded me of a gay bodybuilder, gay strongman.
Yeah.
A different strongman that was not.
Yeah, I want to get like jacked, but I want to still be fat.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
Yeah. Keep your tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't do as much core work.
We do need an old line.
Yeah. You're too short. I'm too short.
Well, but if I got like really jacked though, the shortness would be good. That's low center of gravity.
Rodriguez played like a dog today against the run.
Yeah.
I can say that. That dude was popping. And he's little.
Yeah.
I'm fairly immovable, like if I don't want to move.
I would throw you through a wall.
You know what I mean, though? Like, if you're trying to push on the ground.
I'm just kidding. I would never throw you through anything.
I don't know. I've had grown man trying to move me before.
I hear you. Yeah. No, I think, too, if you don't want to, like that's dead the whole point of imposing someone's will. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, but when someone is just dead weight or something like that, that's a challenge, dude. It's yeah. not easy moving that purpose if they don't want to fucking move.
Well, no, but like low center of gravity. Yeah. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, if I'm like at some station, you can just kind of lock your legs yeah, and yeah. be like, you know.
That's cool. You have that confidence. John would pick you up and throw you on top of a building.
He would pick you up
and
years.
Just throw you on top of a building. And you'd have to. No see, you'd be like, "What the fuck?" And everybody'd be like, "Yes." Like, no, John
all I'm saying is, physics wise, I do think there's something to low center of gravity there is, though, when it comes to it. Because I know I'm very small. Well, obviously,
you're nimble and you're scrappy.
You got to think too. And the thing is too is, if you were a judo expert or something, I'd try to do that, and you just flip me over on my fucking. On my neck
and break his ankle
because yeah. there's women your size that would tune me up that are like martial artists,
right?
So you the ankle I mean? Biters were ankle breakers,
yeah. Yeah. Ankle right. breakers.
And that's not to glaze John, as the kids say, because if he came at me, I would use his energy against him and throw him right through a wall head first.
Yeah, because Nick does Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. Tai Chi.
I was gonna say that sounded like
no,
energy.
No.
And he's a bullfighter.
I do the Israel one.
Have you seen those?
The Krav Maga.
Yeah, that's...
Have you seen those videos of judo guys versus Tai Chi guys?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
What?
Yeah, Tai Chi guys just get thrown around.
Why would Tai Chi even be there? What?
Judo versus Tai Chi?
Yeah, because Tai Chi is not real.
No.
Yeah. Tai Chi is like
for
some
old people.
Yeah, it's like just a move. It's like a yoga. It's kind of just yoga. It's kind of yeah. all Tai Chi.
It's got the
is.
Little peanuts in it?
No.
No.
No,
you're thinking of chai tea.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking about bubble tea.
My bad.
Yeah, this is Tai Chi. It's a martial art. Yeah. A fake one.
It's a martial art, but it's not a fighting. It's not a fighting. It's not like a combat martial art.
I bet
art.
Like a master at Tai Chi probably has some defense, like self-defense.
Sure,
could, like,
I mean,
could throw you around type shit. But
I'm sure it has. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it has benefits for
but
combat.
It definitely gives me more yoga vibe than anything else.
It's definitely more yoga.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah. spiritual center.
Because if I'm coming at you and you're mm-hmm. just moving your hands, mm-hmm. I'm gonna fuck you up.
You're a Slavic sniper. Of course you are. You wouldn't even. What do you mean, come at me? You'd have to be 250 yards away.
Yeah.
Well, that's after the first shot.
After the first shot.
Now I gotta go. I gotta go in eye to eye, face to face.
Dude. Yeah. I need to feel the life leave you.
Yeah.
I need to feel your pulse.
First shot hits the strong point. Now they're weak. Now I just go in. I go in with my blade.
I go in with my blade now.
Yeah.
I just winged him. I just winged him. Now I'm going down and fucking put him to sleep. I love it. What
hour?
Do you think? No, nowhere near. We got another 45, 50 minutes in us. Why you want us to end so bad?
Just kind of got to pee.
Hey, oh, you do?
A little bit.
Or just go fucking pee. When has that ever stopped you before?
Yeah, you always just get up and leave.
Because I said kind of, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
He did.
You never look at me during the podcast.
I look at you all the
time.
John.
He always looks at you.
No, he...
Always looks at you.
Oh, I was looking at you when
all
I did
all you guys
the,
do is look at Skippy's boobs.
I was looking at you when
I've
I did
been
the,
watching you the whole
I was
time.
Looking at you when I did the cum joke.
Mm-hmm. That's all he thinks about.
He remembers when he was looking at me. That's
I was,
weird, right?
When I did the cum joke. When John when we were talking about the John's cummy shirt.
Yeah.
My undershirt. But it's not
you
that.
Did,
you know why you guys would like it so much? Because there's buttons on it. It's a buttoned undershirt.
Yeah.
How good is that? You know what I mean? It'd be like if you were wearing like a full onesie underneath this bitch
mm-hmm.
with some butt flaps in that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Hot.
You got the union.
Okay,
suit.
Maybe I overemphasize.
Do you wear
you
pajamas
guys
like
come,
that
but,
to go
no,
to bed with
an
Ebenezer Scrooge nightcap?
How dope would those be? I cover my head when I sleep because 75% of your body's heat is lost through the skin.
What do you cover your head with?
Do-rag? Sheets. Stupid.
Sheets.
A comforter.
You're under the sheets when
no,
you go to bed.
I leave a little half moon for my face to stick out. It's a cold room,
there's
son.
The only thing not covered when I go to bed is my ass.
He leaves his ass out.
Yeah, my ass is out. Mm-hmm.
So
just
you
in
have
case Santa visits.
Yeah.
There's only one physical
that
way.
That was his first crush. That was his first crush.
I don't leave cookies out. I leave my cookie out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people don't put their tree away for a long time.
He brings
time.
His own milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My tree probably isn't going down for a long time.
Yeah.
My tree's down.
My tree is still up. My little ass tree, my 3-foot tree.
Well, you put it up the day before.
No, I didn't. I put it up like a week before.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I did.
4 days, tops.
I put it up,
so
like,
a
week. I put it up like the day that I bought it. And I can show you the receipt.
Okay. Cute story, bro.
From Matt.
That's how my son shuts me up now.
What?
Cute story, bro.
Like, he says, bro.
No, I swear to God.
I do remember a cool story, bro, phase, though. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, no. That wouldn't be smart of him to say. He was drumming tonight, though. He was fucking...
I was going to say, did he set up the NPC yet?
He's trying. He's put effort in. I have actually seen him put effort in, but I got to help him because I got to figure out how to open it. Once you plug it in, I got to find where the... If there's a specific application for it or something like that, because he keeps saying you can download it to this, but how do I download it to the computer? So I have to find his app store, and I'll figure it out. I just haven't done it.
Cool.
Story, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, I got
that was a perfect
NPC
cool story, bro.
Yeah, it was a cool story. It just happened cool story, to be. Yeah.
It was like meta, kind of what just really happened.
Yeah.
Thanks, I think you need to be more appreciative because that's going to be where you get your beats from.
Yeah.
I was sleeping during that story.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. My son got a beat machine, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
So he's
a fleshlight?
Yeah, he got a fleshlight.
I got like a little handheld one, like that you can do on the go, like a beat machine. Yeah,
yeah,
it vibrates.
Nice, the Kanye thing.
It's not. It was. I don't know if it's owned by Kanye. Really hope not. But you know, it has like a whole circle of buttons, and like you can shake it, and it's different like sound effects. And,
that's Kanye's machine.
No,
I'm pretty sure. It's in
I
a circle.
I feel like I didn't pay Kanye prices.
It's a circle.
So that's
is it white?
No,
Kanye
it's black.
Cares about the artist. Not the consumer, you're only the artist, so he kept it low cost. You're Kanye's beat maker.
Dang. Yeah, like just like his shoes.
You turncoat. Can't believe it, dude.
I love a Kanye.
That's what he used to call Kim, his Yeezus, beat maker.
His beat maker. I don't know.
I'll accept it.
I'm gonna pass. I'll pass.
I'll accept it. Oh.
We don't need it.
I don't give a fuck about this anymore.
Don't give a fuck.
What does everybody get for Christmas?
Shut up, Skippy.
Oh, yeah. Does that come with like an app or something?
I got a really, honestly, thank you for asking. Because I've been meaning to talk about this dope
You're
ass bag
bitch.
That I got.
I thought it was a delightful fucking question. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
I got a Reese cuff in my stocking, pretty great. And then I got a nice work bag. It's Corinthian leather. I don't know if it's actually Corinthian. I just like saying Corinthian. Yeah. But it's really nice.
Corinthian
leather.
That's a fucking book of the Bible.
Right.
Is it? Isn't it? It's a book in the Bible. Fucking jag off.
How dare you make me pee?
I just peed my pants. Thanks, dude.
Sorry, dude. My bad. It's a book in the Bible, you cocksucker.
Ah, too bad we didn't have video right
it's,
on your
it's
face.
A letter in the Bible.
Yeah, that's not. You can't get in the lot.
Isn't that current? That's where Hannibal, the general's from, right? He was like Corinthian.
Corinth. He is a Corinth.
He's from Corinth. Yeah.
He is a Corinth man.
Yeah, he beat
one
the,
may
he
say he's
Romans.
Corinthian.
He beat the Romans.
Yeah, because the Italians
your
are fucking
people.
Gross.
Don't point it. Don't. He had his finger right in my face, dude.
Yeah, because what was it?
Don't
you
call
know,
me a
you,
Roman.
You know who Hannibal didn't whoop on? The Irish or the fucking Slavs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really that's
fucked
fine.
Up you, filthy
you know who my hero
stuff.
Is? Pontius Pilate.
Oh, Pontius Pilate.
Conscious Pilot. That's my new favorite rap.
favorite rap name. That's we came up with that the other day.
That's your rap name.
His rap name should be Conscious
him,
Pilot.
Him and Common like do diss tracks against each other. Conscious Pilot first come. Oh, I would love to see them do like passive aggressive diss tracks because they're not gonna like go out and say it. Right?
He killed Jesus.
Yeah.
Conscious Pilot.
Oh, okay. I want to hear passive aggressive rap battles, not like.
Always thinking, though.
Always thinking. Conscious Pilot has no thought. He's a man of action. Fucking, but what's his name?
Conscious Pilot's all about BDS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Not using products that support Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And animal tested.
That's why people stopped wearing Puma.
Oh, that right. Why yeah. the Jews make that?
Yeah, they don't make it, but Puma like supports the Zionist
that
state.
That was always a Ford
thing. I do
think
that it's funny that people were boycotting Ford because they're like, oh, they give to Israel. I'm like, are they anti-Semitic or did they give? You can't have both.
Well, I don't think
choose one.
Well, it's more. It's not. It's more so about like Zionism than it is Jews.
Well, right, and also like it's just like. They're just going where the money is. I don't
exactly.
think that like well, yeah. says allegiance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, we captured a foreign country's leader.
I know. That's great. Yeah. That's
I mean, the Venezuelans are genuinely, like all my Venezuelan friends are like genuinely happy about it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't
they
wait for
be.
The comedy
it was the right thing for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? I guess. I don't know. It doesn't have a good precedent, though.
Certainly doesn't.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know who else was very happy that we got rid of their leader? The Iraqis. How are they doing now?
Yeah.
It gives me Bush era vibes big time.
Well, it is. He's playing. He's running the playbook.
Straight up saying, we're going to take some of the oil. They were like, we're going to give it to the Venezuelan citizens, but we're taking some for damages.
Well, China and Russia depend on Venezuelan oil. That's why we wanted it, because now we can have leverage with them. It's all because of Trump's dumbass tariff war.
And you voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are again.
Here we go again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should have learned the first two times.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hopefully you'll learn the fourth time when he changes the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's not going to be voting. What are you
talking about? That's cute. You said voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you glad we all have our AKs?
I mean, you guys will be allowed to vote. I just won't. And...
Yeah, women.
Well,
yeah.
We'll be allowed to vote, but we can only vote for one person.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be illegal to vote ballot. For someone else.
Yeah, a one-name ballot.
It'll be like very Russia, I feel like. Like Putin, that's like, democracy.
Bet you it won't.
No, it won't, because we don't even care anymore.
No.
Give
it won't
me a
even,
reason
it
to
won't
storm.
Even It won't even be like... it won't even be like trying to make us think that we're still in a democracy. They just don't give a shit anymore.
I mean, that is sort of like... I mean... Because I was married to, like, a Russian guy for a while, so, like their family would come in, like, often, like, from, like, actually Moscow. And they were basically, like, they knew, like, Putin was a dickhead and, like, a horrible authoritarian thing, and they hated it. But also, they're like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just...
Well, it's also the alternative is, like, gang. Violent. It's like it turns into a power vacuum.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like it's kind of like it's eerily similar a little bit to like it's like, sure. Yeah, no, he's horrible, but what the fuck am I gonna do?
Yeah.
So I might as well just live in it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to I don't know. It's like if you do it by force, then it becomes a vacuum.
Yeah.
Because then it just becomes a free for all for who's gonna take power.
Yeah.
But like the only way to do it without doing that is politically.
Mm-hmm.
But without the backing of an army, you're just going to keep getting assassinated.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've talked about it here before or not, but I, like, when Trump was, like, starting to do his bullshittery, I said to, like, one of my friends, I'm like, yeah, but this is when, like, those elite assassins will come. Like, because I believed that they still existed.
Yeah,
it was,
no
like,
shit.
Finding out that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah.
Was finding out highly trained assassins aren't real.
The Assassin's
like,
Creed.
What?
Mm-hmm. The Assassin's Creed.
What do you mean there's
Trump.
Not assassins
what do you mean?
Hire?
What do you mean there's not an ancient order?
Yeah. What do you what?
To deliver what's right and just.
No. I never believed in Santa Claus, but I did believe in assassins for hire, elite assassins for hire.
I believed in Santa Claus until my kid's first Christmas.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what? Fuck.
Wait, I'm supposed to do this?
What the fuck? Fuck.
Oh, dude, I don't know if it makes me a bad mom, but I definitely didn't get Rosie presents like right on Christmas. Because she doesn't fucking know.
No, she doesn't know.
I was just like, I'll wait to see what she gets and I'll fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you don't need to get her anything.
She doesn't fucking know.
Yeah, no. Next year, though, you're probably going to have to a little
bit. No offense to her. She's a little bit.
Next year, you're going to have to a little bit. The year after that, though, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But you probably won't be too much trouble unless.
Nah.
I got in trouble quick.
I don't think she's going to believe in Santa.
I have babies.
I saw an AI video today of, you know that Donald Glover song, This Is America?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They took that but like put Trump on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like Trump is Donald Glover.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
And he's dancing on like oil drums.
Oh, Christ.
Is he still doing the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Gross.
The chest popping.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like the only thing that Donald Trump did that I was, like, relieved is, like, yeah, no, don't try and actually dance. I'm fine with you doing this.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
he, like, actually tried to bring it, I would, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him try to bring it and break a fucking hip.
Yeah, I want to see Trump and stomp the yard.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I want to see him in a fucking breakdance battle.
Yeah.
They're breakdance fighting. Mm-hmm.
Trump should have been on the new dance show.
Oh, dude. I'm surprised he wasn't. That's the thing. What's really fucking sucks about it is if he'd have never gotten to politics, like I said, he'd be the fucking president of NBC right now.
Oh, yeah. And if he didn't get into politics, he'd be like the most popular fucking guy.
Fuck yeah, dude. They loved him on that show.
If he was on like The Masked Singer, and he has such like a and everybody so knows that it's him, yeah. But like everybody knows it's him, but we're like, oh no, we absolutely don't know, just so he can like win it at the end. Like, you guys had no idea. Yeah. From the chandelier.
You got a little touch of Down syndrome in there.
When you do so does he. So that's my answer.
I was gonna say Sylvester Stallone, but same thing.
Yeah, I don't do a great Trump, and I'm proud of that.
Wrong.
I don't do a good Trump.
That's my Trump. Mine's no good either.
You're
almost like too enthusiastic. You're a little
too Italian.
It's like more Bernie Sanders than Trump.
Is that good? I walked in. I said, "There's not." No,
that's pretty good.
That one's closer, but it's still not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like you're closer than all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we captured a Venezuela's guy in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and his wife.
And his wife.
Yeah, why the wife?
Because she's complicit. They always are.
She knows.
Let her run free.
There's no way they're going to arrest me and not take mine.
And it's very funny today. Marco Rubio was on CNN, I think.
Yeah.
And they asked him about, like, the war that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "We're not in a war."
Mm-hmm.
We just took a leader of a country.
No, mm-hmm. it was an act of law enforcement. Yeah, is what it was.
He was doing the whole like, we kicked their ass, so it wasn't even really a war.
Oh,
like he was doing
Christ.
That thing.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah,
what game?
It's like it's like an adult bragging that they beat the shit out of a toddler. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like also they didn't even know that they were playing. It's like a sucker punch. What are you talking about?
And I mean, they're like the second biggest army in the world is still like light years away from us.
Yeah.
And Venezuela is not the second biggest army in the world.
No, they're not.
Although I think China is hiding their power level a little bit.
I'm sure they are. But they're also hiding the fact that they're in a generational age gap that's going to be awful problematic because they are very low on women.
Well, and there's a lot of women in Asian countries that are just like protesting vis-a-vis mm-hmm. not fucking with men,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty awesome, honestly. It's a big win for the queer community.
It's my favorite community, honestly, outside of the black community. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's probably the black community, the queer community, and then after that, it's probably going to be like, I don't know, the Red Dead Reddit subreddit. I like that one.
I like how their own people.
That. I like that community. So it's going to be the
sovereign nation. Yeah,
the black community.
Red Dead.
My hierarchy would definitely be black community, queer community. Can I just call that the gay community, too?
Sure.
You guys mind? Does anyone?
Sure.
I mean, no one buys it. Just...
And then the Red Dead Redemption 2 subreddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like history porn subreddit after that. Then after that, it's family. Then country and God.
That's a community.
Those are the communities communities and values.
Hmm. So it's family, music, and then God.
No.
You said country.
He didn't even listen.
He didn't even listen.
He didn't even listen to your hierarchy.
He's saying country.
Well, he said country.
Music. He knows what I mean.
No, the first two things you said, though.
Were what?
You tell me.
Were you listening?
Black community, queer community. Something.
Red Dead's,
your family.
History porn
country,
subreddit.
God.
Then country God.
Family.
You said family.
Family country
family,
God.
Country
yeah.
as in the United the States of America.
Oh, I thought you meant the music.
God, then country music, then hip hop.
So wait, hip hop is all the way at the bottom?
Yeah. No, I have that's top 10. I have plenty of subgenres.
You just said country, God.
Well, they said
country music and then hip hop music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that you're putting hip hop at the very bottom
of that particular list, but that list goes so long. That's it. I just told you my top 10.
But you have country before hip hop.
In this list, country
even though
before
the
hip-hop.
Black community is number one.
I know exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I embrace the entire culture, and then they get their own little subculture underneath it with hip hop. So you're welcome.
Yeah, but you've got
you guys should fucking embrace.
Yeah, but you've got like the weird culture in between them.
Mm-hmm. I think I don't like you guys judging my values and communities. I literally, Skippy, as a black woman, I'd like to think that you'd step up and say, John, I appreciate you being an ally to my community, and you being a fag would be like, I like that you're helping us out, but you guys are both being fucking assholes about it. So,
sorry,
fuck, I guess I maybe need
everybody
to switch my alliances.
Maybe we're both known for being catty.
Maybe I should rethink my alliances with my communities, but that Red Dead Redemption subreddit would never do something like this to me. Hey, we did an hour, so if you guys got any shows lined up, if you want to bring them up now, do it, because I'm just getting fired up.
I've got some shows, but I didn't put them on my calendar yet, so I don't know what they are.
I'll be at the Berkeley Legion this Saturday, and then Mark Ridley's next Wednesday, the 14th, for the roast battle. Come out!
Oh, I'll be at the roast battle.
Oh yeah, you
and
better
then,
plug that shit.
And
that's
yeah.
why you're here.
Oh, is that why? Jesus. And then the last weekend of January, I'm going to be opening for Stuart Huff. So.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And at Ridley's, right?
Yeah,
at
Ridley's. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's
excellent. Excellent. I have something at later this month at the Waterford Irish Tavern with
nice.
Dear sweet baby Billy Chapman.
Oh, wait. This Thursday, Smoke Show Comedy Show.
This Thursday, yeah. Smoke Show Comedy Show. Yeah. We got Brett Mercer headlining.
Yep.
We got
that's gonna be fun.
We got Kate Dorey. We got
I'm gonna crash get some ribs.
I got Malachi. Yep. We got who else we got on there?
Nicole Melnick.
Who else we got?
I haven't got a fourth yet.
We got
I'll find somebody.
A fourth. So yeah, we're all excited. Skippy, where are you at?
The other one I'm doing right on that Thursday is Grand Rapids, so I'll switch.
Well, good. Thursday in Grand Rapids. You want to give a location?
Oh, it's a pyramid scheme. It's just...
It sounds exciting.
I guess.
Sounds like a ripoff.
Sounds exotic.
I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See ya, guys.
I don't know why we're doing pickles and all the other stuff that we
pickles. Sorry about that one.